Good afternoon, this is Mark Gold with Tepter Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Wednesday, February 12th. Well, today is one of those days that really kind of surprised me. I thought after yesterday's performances that we'd see lower prices here. I think the world's kind of gearing up for a bearish ag forum numbers out here. But we rallied the corn, rallied the beans, rallied the wheat. We got back about half of what they lost yesterday. The beans closing back over 890, up 7.75 cents, very positive. The March corn closed up 3.25 cents at 383. March beans up 7.75 at 892.5, and March wheat up 5.5 cents, closing at 547.5. Funds were pretty good buyers around the floor here today. They bought virtually everything: corn, beans, wheat, meal, oil. Certainly short covering in the corn and beans, adding to the long positions. I thought they came in about 20 long here today on the wheat, so maybe they're 28,000 long now. But I was really kind of surprised here. The market acted like either the funds wanted to lighten up for the long weekend, or that maybe we're starting to see some Chinese buying in this market. So really not sure what's behind it. The coronavirus doesn't seem to be affecting these markets much. You got the Dow Jones up 230. We made a new historic high here today at 295.35. We're 30 points off of that, but still up 230 points for the day. Obviously, world economies aren't concerned about the coronavirus. Now, whether it's going to be more of an epidemic than what people have thought out here or not, the market doesn't seem to be concerned with it. So, at any rate, we were able to rally here today. The bean close was pretty solid. Corn close was solid. You know, we've closed it under 380 a couple of times out here. And we just, every time we do, we come right back. But we really need to close over 392 in the March corn to convince me that it's going higher. I'd like to see March beans back over $9. I'd like to see the wheat over 560. So we're still a little bit away from that. So is this kind of a dead cat bounce in this market? Maybe we'll have to see. But I think the beans are up now 8 or 9 days out of a row in a row, and but they still are 50 cents or more, actually 60 cents off of their highs before. So, you know, we've got a long way to go if the market wants to rally out here. But I just really don't. I'd be surprised if we continue to rally here unless the Chinese really come in and buy. That's about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-EDGE.